YY News. A class action lawsuit has been filed against SPS Technologies following last week's massive four-alarm fire at its plant in Jenkintown. The lawsuit accuses SPS of failing to uphold industry standards and operations. Patrick Howard is among the lead attorneys representing residents and local business owners. He says the plan is to get more information from SPS about what went awry.
I think it's best to let the facts come out and conduct a thorough investigation. And so I think that's the best way to go about it. And as we learn more, I'm sure we'll make it available to the public.
SPS Technologies did not respond to a request for comment. A 42-acre sculpture garden in Hamilton, New Jersey, is receiving a windfall $3 million from a Princeton-based philanthropy. Here's WHYY's Peter Crimmins.
Grounds for Sculpture was founded more than 40 years ago by the artist Seward Johnson, who was famous for making life-size sculptures of people doing common things, like sitting on a bench with a newspaper or hailing a cab with an umbrella. His cousin was Betty Wold Johnson, heir to the Johnson & Johnson fortune. She died 5 years ago at age 99. Johnson's posthumous foundation is giving $3 million to Grounds for Sculpture for its endowment. Director Gary Schneider said that endowment will stabilize its finances because ticket sales can fluctuate wildly due to changes in climate.
Being an outdoor venue, we're very vulnerable. Snowy winter, cold winter, hot summer. If it's an unseasonably warm November or December, we also get the upside of that as well, but endowment gifts like this help even out those ups and downs for us.
Schneider said when he started 10 years ago, Grounds for Sculpture had no endowment. With his new gift, it has now grown to $37 million. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.
In sports, Bulls trampled the Sixers 142-110 last night, the eighth straight loss for the Sixers, and as Flyers Penguins at home.